Hey guys, Adam Ray here, host of the About Last Night podcast, and I just want to tell you about a hilarious podcast that I love called Kicking It With Kaz. If you're looking for a show with terrible advice, out-of-pocket jokes, and absolutely no filter, look no further, because every week Kaz is covering the current events, idiots on the internet, like you and I, and everything else in between. From wild stories about how he threw wood through his car windshield, to how he got stranded at sea on a casual fishing trip, I can promise you, you'll be entertained throughout each and every episode. If you listen to Kicking It With Kaz on the iHeart app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, thank you, Adam, for that unbelievable intro. Anyways, guys, here's a little snippet of what you can expect every single week when you listen to my podcast. So I found out that people in the running community, okay, shit in bushes sometimes. Yeah, let's just start. Are you a fucking baboon? Do you live in a cage? I'm sorry. Let me back it up. That was too far. Are you a fucking primate? Planet of the Apes. You're better than this. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's restart. So I saw a TikTok where the guy was like, when you're on a really long run and you really got to go to the bathroom, so you shit in your neighbor's bush. I thought it was a joke. Okay? I saw the video. I was like, what a great joke, man. This is hilarious. Then I went to the comments. Not a joke in the slightest. People were like, oh my God, every week. What? Listen to me right now. Break it down, Kimosabi. Listen to me. You're telling me that you shit in people's bushes? Okay? What are you wiping with? I'm going to presume nothing. That's disgusting. That is gross. That is gross. I know you're not carrying around a roll of TP. I know you're not carrying around a roll of toilet paper on your run, okay? Nobody's doing that. That's fucking weird. You know what's even weirder? Shitting in a bush! Let's break this down. This is why I never understand people who, like, run marathons either, because they go on a run, okay? They go on a... Which, by the way, before I even start saying this, I thought I was a part of the runners community because I do run twice a week, and I run, like, I don't know, max 5 miles in a day, max 10 miles a week. That's a big week for me if I hit double digits, okay? I don't run too often. But bottom line here, the absolute bottom line is that I don't want to even be associated with this community at all. Next time, if somebody asks me if I run, I'm going to tell you, I don't shit in bushes. That's how I'm going to start every conversation. Oh, do you run? I don't shit in bushes. People are going to be like, what are you talking about? I'm going to be like, I just need to clarify that I'm not one of them. Anyways, listen to me right now. So essentially, this is what I want to bring up. Marathons. People who run marathons, dude. All I ever hear about marathons, they're like, yeah, if you want to win a marathon, you got to piss your pants. Don't run that far. Listen, if you need to shit and or piss yourself to win a race, it's not run a shorter race. What are we doing? Well, I ran 30 miles, shit my pants 3 times. Don't tell me that. What, do you live in a fucking nursing home? Can you not control your bowel movements? Oh, but I don't want to take a break, dude. Five minutes. Okay, look. Look. If you're shitting in your pants to come in first place, that's one thing. Okay, that's clearly some dedication. If you're shitting in your pants to win a marathon, you're coming in first place, that's good for you. All right, the fact that you have that in you, that's a little bit impressive. I'll actually give you props. But if you're shitting yourself, if you are fucking crapping in your pants just to come in 110th place, what the fuck is wrong with you? I don't want to give up my spot in the race. You're in 110th. They're not even going to put you on the TV. They're not even going to, by the time you cross the finish line, they're still going to be talking to the first, second, and third place. They're not even going to care about you. You're just going to run through. Your family's going to be there. You're going to smell like you live inside of a fucking zoo. And you'll be like, and your family, your wife or fucking husband, whoever, your person, your spouse is going to want to hug you. And you're going to be like, I'm sorry. I shit my pants 8 times and I'm bleeding out of my dick hole. It's not worth it. It's simply not worth it. Yes. For first place. Yeah, sure. It's worth it. Sure it is. But for fucking 110th, fucking go take a hike. Take a hike. Oh, but I had to run for 5 hours. Where did you want me to go? The bathroom. Run over to the side. Hop inside of a Starbucks. Take a shit. Go back out the race. What? Oh, you lost 5 minutes. You lost 5 minutes. Oh, my God. Now you came in 112th place. Fucking kill me.
So, that was interesting, to say the least. Anyways, if you want to hear more of that, then make sure you check out Kicking It With Kaz on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.